Hey everyone, and welcome back to the Frustration Furnace. I'm your host, Leo Weston, and let's face it, sometimes work can feel like a pressure cooker. We've all been there, right? That awkward office politics, the clashing personalities, the deadlines that seem impossible. But what if we told you that navigating these tricky waters could actually be an opportunity to build some truly solid relationships? Today, we're diving into the world of workplace connections. How to cultivate them, maintain them, and yes, even handle those inevitable conflicts in a way that leaves everyone feeling respected and supported. Because let's be honest, wouldn't it be amazing if work wasn't just about ticking boxes but actually felt like a place where you could connect with amazing people? So, what are some key takeaways to help us build these healthy relationships at work? First off, communication is king. I know, sounds basic, right? But think about it. Clear, open, and honest communication is the foundation of any strong relationship, whether it's with your best friend or a colleague you barely know. Make an effort to actively listen when people speak. Think about what they're saying, not just what you're going to say next. Ask questions to show that you're genuinely interested in understanding their perspective. You'd be surprised how far a simple, "Tell me more about that," can go. Number 2. Empathy is your secret weapon. Ever feel like your coworker is having a rough day? Maybe they seem stressed or withdrawn. Taking a moment to put yourself in their shoes, to try and understand what they might be going through, can make all the difference. A simple, "Hey, everything okay?" can show them that you care and are there for them. Now, here's one that's crucial. Give credit where it's due. Celebrating each other's successes, big or small, creates a positive and supportive work environment. When someone knocks it out of the park on a project, don't be shy about acknowledging their hard work. A quick, "Great job on that presentation," can go a long way in boosting morale and fostering collaboration. Next up, learn to navigate conflict constructively. Disagreements are inevitable, but how we handle them matters. Remember, it's not about winning or losing, it's about finding solutions that work for everyone involved. Stay calm, listen actively to the other person's point of view, and try to find common ground. Finally, let's talk boundaries. It's important to set clear boundaries in any relationship, including those at work. This means knowing when to step away from projects, when to say no to extra tasks, and when to protect your personal time. Healthy boundaries help prevent burnout and ensure that you can show up as your best self both personally and professionally. Let me paint a picture for you. Imagine this. You're working on a big project with a team of people. There are deadlines looming, everyone is feeling the pressure, and tensions start to rise. Instead of letting things spiral out of control, you remember these tips. You communicate openly and honestly, actively listen to your colleagues' concerns, give credit where it's due, navigate disagreements constructively, and set clear boundaries. The result? A collaborative, supportive work environment where everyone feels valued and respected. Sounds pretty amazing, right? Building healthy relationships at work isn't just about being nice, it's about creating a culture of respect, collaboration, and mutual support. And trust me, that kind of environment can make all the difference in your overall happiness and success. Remember, you are capable of building meaningful connections with the people you work with. It takes effort, empathy, and a willingness to communicate openly, but the rewards are well worth it. So go out there, be that supportive colleague, build those bridges, and watch your workplace relationships blossom. And hey, if you found this episode helpful, don't forget to share it with your friends and colleagues who could benefit from these tips. Let's keep spreading the love and the wisdom around. Until next time, stay awesome and keep turning that frustration into action.
This podcast was brought to life by AI to give you fresh affirmations daily. Support the positive flow by leaving a rating or review.